giving you a backstory. Tim has been drinking all day and he's just ordered an Uber. He's on his way back from the club. He's standing outside. Coming, Tim. Oh, man, where the hell is my damn Uber, man? Feel like I've been sitting here for 15, 20 minutes. Jeez. The Uber pulls up. Hey, are you the Uber I called? Tim asks. Uber driver. Yeah, you're it, Tim. Let me make sure that the license plates match up. Yep, they match up. Tim gets in. His Uber driver says, hey, man, you ordered a ride share. So we're going to pick up the other person that's supposed to be catching a ride with you. Tim goes, well, who is it? What's his name? Tim goes, oh, his name is, let me see, Jared. Jared is his name. Oh, okay. Okay. Seems like a swell guy. We can go pick him up. Where are we going? Oh, I don't know, says the Uber driver, until we get there. So Tim's sitting in the back seat and he's riding with his Uber driver, and the Uber driver goes up and they're waiting outside of this large building, waiting on Jared to come out. And the Uber driver picks up the phone and he's calling Jared to let him know that the Uber driver is there. As he's calling him, he sees this big suspicious guy runs up to the car with the mask, glasses on, and a hat, and he jumps in. He says, hey, man, I'm Jared. And as he looks at him, there's blood everywhere. There's blood everywhere, and he has this large duffel bag. And he says, drive, Uber driver, drive. Drive before I put a cap in your ass. And the Uber driver hits the gas. And the Uber driver goes, dude, what's going on? Tim is in a state of shock, and he looks at him. And he goes, bro, what happened?
Jared looks into Tim's eyes, and he says, what happened doesn't matter. Nothing matters. All that matters is this Uber driver gets me to where I need to go, and nothing else happens. No cops are called. There's no issues. I need to get to where I need to be, and I don't want to hear any lip. I don't want any more questions. Y'all just going to do what I say, or we're going to have problems. You see this duffel bag. Y'all don't want to end up in this duffel bag. So just get me where I need to go. Tim starts cowering down. Uber driver says, well, where do you need to go? So I make sure you get us there. I can get you there. Says, I need to get to the bridge. Uber driver says, what bridge? Jared looks at him and says, don't give me no lip. You know what bridge. Tim's confused. Uber driver says, no, you don't mean that bridge. Tim's starting to put two and two together. The Uber driver and Jared actually know each other. Tim's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do. He's got so much going through his head. He's like, I don't want to end up in that duffel bag. He doesn't know what's going on. So he pulls up the nerve and asks one more time. He's like, do y'all know each other? Jared looks over to him and he says, that's my brother. We're in this together. You're just in an unlucky situation right now. And I don't wish the best for you because things don't usually turn out great for you. Just at that moment, Roger takes off his mask. He looks over at the attendant and he's like, man, that was too real. I can't believe you'll have it that real. See, what people don't know is there's this virtual reality mask and it puts you in the life of Tim and you can be in any situation you want. And Roger, boy, he had some crazy things. And he's like, I'm ready for another one.
Well, Roger, would you please select your next destination? You have 5 destinations remaining. Roger wasn't sure what he wanted to pick, but he knew these were really expensive, and he had to make sure that he picked the right ones. He kept looking across the menu. Sports athlete, maybe. I've always wanted to be one. I just did the whole bank heist. Just did the murder in a cab or Uber or whatever. Yeah. You know what? Here's one that I can do and live out a fantasy I've thought about, but I know I could never do it in my everyday life. All right, Robot 647, I'm ready. I want to do Timothy Fantasy 252. All right. Timothy Fantasy number 252. Loading. Please put on the mask and sit in the chair. Roger sat down. He put the mask over his eyes. Next thing he knew, he was transported. He looked around. He found himself square in the middle of the fantasy that he had chosen. Timothy was now the number one drag queen in all of America. He couldn't wait to see what would happen next.
Oh, yes. I have the nails. I have the makeup. I have the wig. Ah, oh, this is going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. Tamisha finds herself in the bathroom of this swanky club, music blaring in the background, and she's just looking at herself. And she looks over, and the bathroom attendant goes, "Can I help you, ma'am? Is there anything that I can get for you? You look disheveled. Are you okay?" Tamisha goes, "No, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm just looking over myself. I just wanted to fix my makeup." And Tamisha reaches in her bag and she pulls out her lipstick and she puts her lipstick on and she pucker her lips. "Oh, yeah, I am just A-okay." And Tamisha walks by, and as she walked by the bathroom attendant, she goes, "Hey, you know what I love about the world?" The bathroom attendant goes, "What? That it's so diverse and you could be anything that you want to be? Or that there's anything that, you know, if there's anything that you want to strive for, you could fight for in this country, that you can get it?" Tamisha goes, "No, technology and the things that you're able to do. You know what my fantasy has always been?" The bathroom attendant goes, "No. What is it? What is your ultimate fantasy?" Tamisha goes, "Have you ever seen the movie Killer Unicorns?" The bathroom attendant goes, "No, never have." "Why? Why do you like that? Do you want to live out some crazy fantasy?" By this time, Tamisha reaches in her bag and pulls out a knife and takes the knife and puts it through the forehead of the bathroom attendant.